It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Good morning, Larry. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. And you, Grant, you are okay?
I'm doing great. It's a little snowy last night, but otherwise we're all good.
Yeah, this is a beautiful morning in February, the second weekend of the month. And we had some snow twice now since I last spoke with you. We had some snow last weekend, and now we got some snow again this week. The total amount, according to the Weather Service, is somewhere around 8 inches, which isn't a lot. But for February, that's pretty snowy. We normally, in February, do not get that much snow. It's a dry month, and we just do not get too much snow. However, I think that trend is changing. And from the forecast, we may get even more. The temperatures have also been kind of chilly. It's kind of interesting. Last weekend, when we had a snow on Saturday, the temperatures on Sunday shot up into the 30s, and then they went down, and we've been down ever since. And according to the forecast, it's going to stay cold. We are still having a chilly time, despite what Punxsutawney Phil saw last Sunday. No, we're still having plenty of winter. A couple of other things of note, though, that are kind of interesting. February has a very quick, it really is fast, how the daylight continues to get longer. And we're going to have the first time of 10 hours of daylight since way back last October. And it continues to get longer very rapidly. By the end of the month, we will already be up to 11 hours of daylight. As a result of that, there are different things going on with critters that I'll talk about in a moment. Also of note, if you had a chance to get out this week after dark, we had a beautiful waxing crescent moon followed by a waxing quarter moon, and now we're getting into the waxing gibbous moon if it's going to be clear this weekend. Full moon will be on the night of the 12th and the 13th. Among birds, the big news is just constantly, the big news is owls, the wintering owls. So I talked about it last week, and so I decided I'm going to go take a look. So I went up to the Sac-Zim area last weekend to take a look, and I wasn't alone. There were the owls that I wanted to see. I saw the tiny boreal owl, which is only about 8 inches. And then I saw the large great gray owl, which is size-wise the largest owl in North America. Both of them are wintering owls that spend the most of the year in the far north. However, when hunting is bad in winter, they will come down here and congregate in what's called an eruption, and that's what's going on right now. I did not see the snowy owls there. They're more in the Duluth Harbor and out at the airport in Superior. And I did not see the hawk owls. They may still be arriving as well, but those are all the wintering owls. It was interesting, the boreal owl. I had someone tell me that there was one seen along a road going into the Sac-Zim area. Person said, you'll see cars along the side of the road. And I estimated 25 to 30 cars pulled over along the side of the road. Everyone in those cars was out along the road looking at this little 8-inch boreal owl that was sitting in a spruce right near the road and spending most of its time sleeping. It was quite a sight to see. I watched it for a while, and then I went off to do other things in the Sac-Zim bog area. Came back about 3.5 hours later, and the bird was still there, and the cars were still there. So, yes, this critter got a lot of attention just by sitting and sleeping. The great gray owl that I saw was much more active, and it was hunting. They hunt in the daytime. They have big eyes. Yes, they can see, but they usually rely on hearing, and their hearing is so good that they can hear the movement of mice and voles underneath the snow. So that's the thing that's going to be continuing to happen. If you haven't yet gotten to there, I suggest you go, and don't worry about not being able to find the owls. You'll see plenty of other people who will see them. It's amazing. I talked to people from East Coast. I talked to people from West Coast, and they'd come there just to see especially the boreal owl. It's a bird that most of the country never sees. Other things of note, up until last week, the visits at my bird feeder of finches were sporadic, and there were just a few during the course of the first 2 months. However, thanks to the snow and cold, they become a regular. And now I have three species of finches that arrive every day. I saw them again this morning. They are purple finch, goldfinch, and pine siskin. It's interesting, the pine siskins didn't show up at all until last week, and now they're a regular. I have not yet seen, at this feeder, I have not yet seen redpolls. However, Saxzim had a bird feeder going where they had two more finch show up that I didn't have here. They had redpolls, and they had pine grosbeak show up. Other things of note, if you go to Saxzim and decide the owls, there's also gray jays. Great place to see gray jays, a great place to see black-billed magpies. There are other critters going on. I see bald eagles frequently. I see crows and ravens, turkeys, all those regularly. So February has a snow cover. February has cold and wind and so forth, but it is a good time to get out. I really enjoy the snow of February. It's a nice dry snow, and it's easy to move around. It's easy to ski in. There is a change going on also with the mammals. I've been talking in previous weeks about how finding tracks of mammals is a regular thing. Every day I go out and I find new tracks. That's one of the beauties of a snow cover, is that the tracks are out here, and now we get a new snow, and that covers all the old tracks, and pretty soon we're going to have a whole set of new tracks to take a look at. The ones that are regulars are deer, fox, coyotes, squirrels, voles, mice, shrews. They are all the regular ones. There are some, however, that are showing up occasionally, and then there are some changes going on with the ones that are there all the time. I have been mentioning how the wild canines, that's mostly in this area, foxes and coyotes, have a breeding season in midwinter. Usually late January is when I notice it. And then they do so because of a gestation period somewhere around 60 days. They need to have their babies in the springtime. Well, there's other critters that are also starting to show some mating and pre-mating behavior. Probably the most obvious are the squirrels. I feed birds, and of course, if you feed birds, very often you end up feeding squirrels as well. And up until this point, it seemed like the squirrels were interested in nothing but eating. However, recently I've noticed how they look interested in each other, and they'll chase each other around and so forth. This is what is referred to as the mating or pre-mating behavior. And they have a couple of litters, and the litters start early in the season. So, yeah, they're going to be having mating going on as well. And then this week I also noticed a lot more tracks of the snowshoe hare. And I think the same thing is going on there. They have the mating and pre-mating going on. Other things of note, keep a lookout on the crake oak aspen trees and the willow trees, and you might see early buds starting to open up. Yeah, they often happen already in February. And then the other one I really note is the little small tree, the red osier dogwood. Red osier dogwoods, most of the time, they're very common along roadsides and so forth, but most of the time, we don't even notice them. However, in late winter, they start turning a bright red color. So if you're going down the road and see this group of shrubs of being bright red along the side, it could very well be the red osier dogwood, and that's typical for this time of year. So, yep, things are moving along. It is a really good time to get out and take a look. So enjoy and stay warm. Take care.
Fascinating, Larry. Thank you. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.